Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Glad you are with me here this beautiful weekend in September in Tallytown. We have a great show lined up for you today with Beth Tedio, the Director of Development for Lee's Place. We're going to learn all about the mission that they have going on, have for the last almost 14 years over there. Another guest who we are pleased to welcome to the show, Jackie Carpenter, who is the founder and director of an organization called Operation Patriotism. We're going to learn all about their efforts to help veterans. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but...
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect.
Well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
He owns Capital City Collision Center, down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road. Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great, and they're great to work with.
Okay, Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202. So we're talking with Beth Tedio today from Lee's Place, and we've got Jackie Carpenter standing by, Operation Patriotism, and another edition of the IMAX UMAX Minute. So we'll learn what is going on over there at the IMAX Theater at the Challenger Learning Center. Emily Brown is going to bring us that update. So lots of good stuff to talk about. And in terms of what else is going on around town, of course, this is a great week to talk about patriotism, in as much as we've observed the anniversary of 9/11 earlier in the week. And we should also recall the anniversary of the attack on Benghazi. It's now been a year as of September 11th this year. So here we are recalling a number of ways in which this country has been subject to acts of violence. And those things that we recall with a degree of disdain, at the same time that we are remembering those who have given of themselves and died in trying to save others. Whether in the line of duty or in battle, or just common folk trying to keep other people out of harm's way. So it seems appropriate to me. We have a couple of ladies in the studio today, Beth Tedio for her part, working with Lee's Place, talking about their work in attending to those who have suffered traumatic loss of any kind. They've been doing that for a number of years over there on the shores of Lake Ella, right across from the Legion Hall. And this young lady, Jackie Carpenter, who started an organization called Operation Patriotism, precisely because within her own family and among her friends, she saw veterans who were suffering and who were faced with homelessness, personal issues, personal crises. And so she formed this organization to try to be a support and a help. And in doing so, she's actually created this organization that helps to find the funding and the resources needed. One of the things she's trying to do, too, by the way, is purchase about 20 acres of land. And so she's interested in trying to launch some fundraising efforts there, and she's going to talk about that. They have a fundraiser coming up, I think, on the 19th. We'll learn more about that from her. So if you will stay tuned for that, we'll bring you all the details. And we have in this week's stories coming from around town, speaking of violence, have you seen this video of Christina West, who was arrested for a DUI? And in the video, we see what turns out to be a sort of disturbing amount of force used in the arrest. Well, it's come to the attention of public officials, and now it's being reported that the city of Tallahassee may be facing a lawsuit as a result of what some are concerned with might have been the excessive use of force during the arrest. We see that video and think, well, is that appropriate or inappropriate? I'm sure there is debate going on, and it should cause us all to question that and to be interested in your opinion about that. You know, by the way, you can always post your comments or opinions for us at our Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook.com and then Tallahassee Talks, you'll find us there. What else? Well, of course, Florida State football today facing Nevada here, our first home game. So we've got Mr. Winston, who is going to be standing by in great anticipation of his first home debut. And, of course, all of us are excited and who are Seminole fans want to see him do well and see the team do well. Elsewhere in the news, of course, again, the observances of 9/11. And by the way, there was a remembrance there at the steps of the Capitol in regard to those who were lost in Benghazi. And that's a story that continues to play out with people asking a lot of questions about how it happened, why it happened, and what the U.S. government has done in response to that whole tragedy. So ongoing, we are looking for opportunities to find some solutions to questions that continue to bother us, and we've not been able to come to a place of resolution there. Well, if you have an interesting topic or a story you would like to share with us, by the way, you can do so if you want to email us at topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. And by the way, we have done some work there with the website. If you have a chance, go and take a look. TallahasseeTalks.com will show you not only all the shows that we've broadcast in our history, now going on our third season, we have them sorted out for you so you can actually search on a given topic or a given guest, and that make it a little easier for you to find, including today's show, which you'll be able to retrieve at a later time and share with your friends and neighbors and all that good stuff. So here we are celebrating Tallahassee and all that's going on around town and all that we're doing. I hope that you have found within the show an opportunity to explore with us some of the great things that are happening and become more involved with some of the decisions that are being made. We know that, for example, with the Gaines Street revitalization that's been going on, the college town development, there's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement about that. So a lot of things going on around town that we find a bit disturbing and in some ways reminiscent of things we just as soon not have to recall. But good that we have done so in a manner that honors the memory of those who have given so much and continue to give. On a lighter side of things in the entertainment world, we've got Tallahassee Theater over there that's opened with Spamalot, which is the musical version of the Monty Python and the Holy Grail tale. So if you're not familiar with Spamalot, it would be worth investigating if you have a kind of demented sense of humor, as I do. So that's playing at Tallahassee Theater, and I'm sure it'll be a big smash over there. Those folks do a great job for us. If you're not familiar with Monty Python, well, you certainly owe it to yourself to familiarize yourself with Monty Python and Spamalot and all that sort of thing. If you're a fan of that comedy troupe, you know the show is chock full of lots of funny routines, and it will have you thinking more about things worth laughing about in life. So we think that's a good idea. Folks, we've got a great show lined up for you. And as we continue, I want to bring to the mic Emily Brown with this week's edition of IMAX UMAX. We'll find out what else is going on at the IMAX Theater and the Challenger Learning Center, brought to you by Widen Glass. Emily?
With your IMAX UMAX update, I'm Emily Brown. Over the next 3 weeks, three films that are larger than life are premiering at the Challenger Learning Center. Starting September 13th, the Matt Damon and Jodie Foster flick Elysium will hit the screens for 1 week only. On September 20th, the classic film The Wizard of Oz is being released in IMAX 3D to celebrate the 75th anniversary of its original premiere. You can follow the Yellow Brick Road to Clayman Plaza to check this one out. Seeing Dorothy's red slippers 5 stories tall is sure to bring back some great childhood memories. And finally, on September 27th, for something completely different, Metallica is releasing their 3D concert movie, Metallica Through the Never, that will rock out the Challenger IMAX Theater. Advance tickets for both Metallica and Wizard of Oz are available by phone or in person. You can stop by our box office at 200 South Duval Street or call 850-645-7777 to get tickets. You can find movie showtimes and more at ChallengerTLH.com. With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
We have in studio a beautiful young woman. Jackie Carpenter is here representing Operation Patriotism. Jackie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just getting to know. Thank you. I'm fine. What Operation Patriotism is all about. Kind of an interesting title. Tell us what you're about here. What is this?
It's a veteran supporting organization.
A veteran supporting organization?
Yes.
How are you supporting veterans? What do you do?
By going out into the community, helping them with just supporting them in their everyday needs. We go out and help feed the vets, but we help them with other things that they have going on in their families, everyday situations.
So it could be relationship issues, could be financial issues, health issues, food, shelter, whatever they need.
Yes.
That's a big job.
Yes, it is.
How are you different than the United States government, Department of Veterans Affairs? I mean, why do we need you?
You need us because we go out and do face-to-face. We go into the woods where others won't go.
Really?
Yes.
So you're dealing with veterans who are homeless, I take it.
Dealing with veterans that are homeless and those that are not. Yes.
You know, we have had opportunity to look at things like the stand down. What was that called, Carl? Stand up, stand down. Back in the spring where they were inviting veterans to come out and they could get a haircut, they could get medical help, they could get counseling. Were you a part of that whole effort? No?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, but you're familiar with what I'm talking about.
Yes, I am.
Well, we'll need to research the question and find. I can't remember what it's called. I think it was called Stand Down, and it was down there in McCullough County.
Right.
So where does the inspiration to do this come from? How did you get started?
Well, the majority of my family was in the military, and I had firsthand at looking at what happens when the veterans get back home. And what happens with them medically. I've seen some of the things that a lot of people probably won't even talk about.
Like what?
Like waking up to an individual. And my husband is a vet. And for instance, I can speak firsthand of that. And most of my family and one of my uncles having to drink coffee all day just to suppress whatever it is that's going on with them. Yes.
Mm. So kind of the post-traumatic stress disorder is going on, huh?
Yes.
And do you think that contributes to their situation if they are suffering? They find themselves unable to work, and so now they can't make a living, and now they can't support themselves, and they end up homeless and sort of on the fringe, you would say. Huh?
Yes, and sometimes they even kill.
So then what do you do directly to try to offset that? Are you providing them housing or clothing, or what are you doing?
We provide housing, clothing, and all that we can't provide, we will find an organization or individuals or local churches or churches that are far and beyond in the Big Bend area that will help.
Operation Patriotism. Are you working by yourself? You have a group of folks working with
you? I have a team, yes.
You do. And how have you found these people? Did they come looking to be a part of something like this, or did you recruit them, or both? How did that happen?
Recruiting, and they come on their own.
People that you know through church or various families? And
Yes, and some others that I've helped at word of mouth have gotten to the others.
Is this full time for you?
Yes, it is.
So how do you then fund the work you're doing? What do you do to get your money in?
Right now, everything has come out of my pocket, but now I'm asking others to come in as a community to help support what we're doing.
Mm. So are you established then as a nonprofit, 501c3?
Yes.
Tax-deductible organization?
Yes. Thing.
So if we make a cash donation, we can file that as a tax-deductible contribution, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you see it going? I mean, I'm curious, too, because I think that a lot of folks listening to us this morning are sensitive to the realities of post-war circumstances for our veterans. I mean, everything from wounded warriors to the Quiet Waters organization. There are a lot of support organizations out there for veterans. Seems to me there's just a lot of positive sentiment towards the idea, right? So
yes.
How do you try to work with some of these other organizations that are like-minded?
Yes, I am. And what I see is going in the direction of veterans are, they don't think when they go out there and sign up. It's not something that they just think twice about when they go and sign up to go into the military. So I don't think that the community should think twice about, you know, helping them. And that's the whole community, organizations, private individuals or whatever. I see us going down the road. I wanted to bring something a little bit different. They have places where veterans will go, and then they have a certain amount of time to get out. Yes, it is structured, but individuals out here, like you and I, we can't find a job for the most part. You know, when we go out to look for a job within 6 months, so how are you expecting that of the others? Which is great, but can you extend that? What I would like to do is provide a service where they don't have a time limit of getting out. Yes, they'll be structured, but I don't want to have a time limit of getting out of having to leave the organization of where we're going to provide housing, where we're going to have them, the facility where we can have multi-use, their skills won't be wasted.
When you talk with the individual veterans that you work with, what are some of the stories you're hearing?
I hear everything from them wanting to go out and commit, you know, a crime, or they want to go and take something because they're sad about not being able to find work to provide for their families or their kids. They're lonely because people cannot communicate with them. You know, they're not on their same level.
Yeah.
People look at them funny. Some of them get picked at because of things that they don't understand due to their handicaps or whatever. Some people will stand back and just, you know, not do anything when they really can. And they know that these things can happen. Organizations, some organizations, you know, I think can step up a little bit farther than they are, because with all the funding that's available out here, we shouldn't have any homeless people in America. We just shouldn't.
She is the founder and director of an organization called Operation Patriotism, operating here in Leon County, Tallahassee area. And we are learning a little bit about how this organization works to try to support, help, aid veterans of any age, and regardless of the war or conflict they were a part of. How many families or veterans are you working with currently?
I'm working with 15 families.
15.
Currently.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
What's that web address?
It is OperationPatriotismInc.org.
OperationPatriotismInc, as in Inc.
Inc.
.org. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've got an event coming up that's a fundraiser, too. Tell me about that.
That event will be held at the Willow Pine Plantation in Monticello, Florida, on September the 29th from 12 noon to 8 p.m.
Uh-huh. All right. So, folks, there you go. Operation Patriotism is out there working on behalf of veterans who are in need of our help, our support, and this our organization needs our involvement as well. Look forward to the event coming up on September 29th at Willow Pond Plantation. Jackie, thank you for being with us. It's our pleasure to have you here in the studio.
Thank you.
We'll be watching Operation Patriotism. Again, that website is operationpatriotisminc.org. There we go. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got this card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We have in studio a wonderful individual, somebody who I'm delighted to introduce to you. If you don't already know Beth Tedio, here she is with us on a Saturday morning. How are you, Beth?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me here, Brian.
It's a pleasure.
No,
it really
pleasure.
Is. This is so overdue. And Beth and I, we have history, do we not?
That's right. We've known each other a long time.
Long time. Lots of good stuff. A lot of good memories. And if you don't know this, I'll save her. I'll probably embarrass her here, but she's amazing. She's just an amazing person. Okay, that's all I have for you today, folks. We're done.
that works for me.
Yeah.
The Unfortunately, it's radio, so you can't see me blushing.
For the number of years that Uptown Cafe has been serving many of us with delightful, delectable items from their menu, Uptown Cafe over there on Magnolia and Miccosukee, the work of Beth Tedio and her charming, boyish, buoyant, lovely Fred Tedio. The two of them together having an idea about what a restaurant can be, should be, would be, if it were the kind of place you just love to hang out, have some great conversation, have some great food. Man, they've been doing it forever and ever and ever. And folks, I don't know if you know this, but I grew up in that business and restaurant business. And so I can tell you, and if you identify with me in that, you know what I'm talking about. It's not a retirement plan. No, this is not the off ramp. This is the fast lane, and it's 24/7. My dad many times would stay overnight at the, you know, where he worked, and just he'd have a cot there in his office. And, you know, I'd see him a couple days
when he
had some big event coming up. I mean, that's the way it works.
That is the way it works. And I'll tell you that I'm proud to say that this year we are celebrating our 30th anniversary in business.
That counts for a lot. That explains the scars, too, by the
way. It is huge, and we're really proud. And not to be a restaurant in business that long is huge. Andy Reese can tell you that. He just celebrated 40 years. But to just even to be a locally owned business that's been around 30 years.
It is remarkable.
And I do want to give credit also to our son, Nick, who has grown up in the business, and he is our manager and works side
there.
By side with Fred. Yes.
Yeah,
and they
I think
are
I
amazing
admire
team.
Him most of all.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And my son will tell you, and sons and daughter will tell you, that to work for a parent is an exercise in a challenging enterprise to begin with. So
exactly.
Good going, exactly. Nick. We're proud of you, too.
Yes, we are.
So, I think that sort of sets the stage here for us in knowing that you're a person who comes to us with a great deal of business acumen, an entrepreneur, and I should say too, folks, this is a woman who has devoted herself repeatedly to many organizations. Sunrise Rotary, she was the, what were you, the director, the president?
I'm a past president of Sunrise Rotary, yeah. And then I just finished 3 years as assistant district governor for the District of North Florida for Rotary International.
And Sunrise Rotary, the Rotary Rotarians, as they're known,
yes.
Are a charitable organization, right? Civic organization.
Yes, we're a civic organization. We consider ourselves a service organization, and our motto yeah. is service above self.
Ah, well, yes. That counts me out because, as you know, it starts and ends right here. Okay, so, which is interesting. That's why they've never asked me to join, I think, because they know that's selfish, son of a... Anyway, so here we are with Beth Tedio talking about what? We're talking today about another work that she has devoted herself to, an organization that many of you know, Lee's Place, over there around Lake Ella. I guess it's on Lake Ella Drive.
Is yes, that the, okay. Right across from the Legion Hall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right across from the Legion Hall, which, very simply put, in fact, let me read this to you. I'm going to read this. This is better because then I'll not get it wrong. But it was founded in 2000 by mm-hmm. Brenda
Rabelais. Yes.
Brenda Rabelais, who herself, Dr. Brenda Rabelais, was a therapist in practice at the time when she lost her 14-year-old son.
Yes.
Lee. And with his death, she, like all grieving parents, both, and you can get into the details of that for us if you care to, but in having to walk through that, saw that a life-changing experience in her own life and decided she would devote herself to providing that kind of care and curation and counsel for others. So, again, reading, from that life-changing experience, the idea and passion to honor Lee and to help others in our community was born.
Yes.
And she created this center where people can receive quality, licensed therapeutic services in a warm and nurturing environment. So here we have Beth Tedio, who is the director of development for Lee's Place. And in doing that work, you've been with them for how long?
Just a little over 2 years.
Just about 2 years. How did that happen? How did you get from where you were being this... contributing entrepreneur, restaurateur, mm-hmm. and now you're doing the development work for Lee's Place?
Well, I knew about Lee's Place. I actually had found out about them after my brother died. He was only 47. He died in 2005, and he left two young sons, and I didn't know how to talk to them. I didn't know what was appropriate to say to them or not to say to them, or even to my own teenage sons. Went in, just walked in the door, no appointment or anything, talked to them, and it actually was Brenda, Dr. Rabelais, who was sitting there and gave some of her time to sit and talk to me briefly and give me some quick do's and don'ts about how do you talk to children who've just lost a parent. That was my first introduction to them. I had only heard about them, and when I walked in, she graciously just told me what I needed to hear in that moment as quickly and efficiently as she could.
Which I understand is her style.
That is absolutely her style. Yeah. She is so open. Huh. She wants to help everyone, and that was why she created this. It literally breaks her heart, especially the children. When a child is in pain, she wants to fix it and help, and gets very frustrated when other people don't see the child as the focus. Uh-huh. Every decision we make in our staff meetings, when we're sitting and talking about what should be done, she always comes back to that. What's in the best interest of the child? Yeah. That is the focus.
Yeah.
So that was how I first learned about them. Several years after that, my sister died.
Yeah.
Followed in very quick succession within a couple months, my uncle and my father, all within 6 months. Mm. That was a very difficult time. And... I felt the burning need, as I understand now how Brenda did after she lost Lee, that I needed to help people, that I needed to feel like I was making a bigger impact in the world. Mm. That was my need after those losses.
Yeah.
And even though Uptown is, as you said, we're a hub, people come there, we feed them, we yep. nourish them. It's a yep. wonderful meeting and gathering place, and I am so proud of it, and Fred and Nick and what we've done and what we continue to do. But I had that burning need to feel like I was helping people. And I knew that that would be most effective in the nonprofit world. I spoke with a lot of people I know, which in this community is a lot
yeah.
of people in that world. And yeah. But when Brenda and I had lunch after I'd spoken with a lot of people, we just immediately clicked. I knew this was the fit for me. And it's been a great experience. And I just continue to want to do more because everyone there, every therapist there is so completely committed to helping people who have been through something like that, that completely turns your life upside down and you don't know what your next step should be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I'll probably embarrass you even further, but I want to, I read a few of these things off of the website there at Lee's Place. And I want to share with people here. We've already talked about Nick and his work there at the cafe, working with Fred, your husband, and then your work in various nonprofits, including Rotary. Now, but you're also involved with the TCC
Foundation.
Mm-hmm. That's a recent appointment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's got to be a thrill, working with Jim Murdaugh and all those folks.
Oh, it is a huge thrill. And everyone, it's a big board, and everyone on that board is, I'm in awe. I'm in awe that I was chosen. And the process is not easy. The vetting process to be on that board is several months. And I'm very excited to be a part of that. They are so innovative and so involved in our community, and not just Tallahassee, but in Gadsden County, Wakulla County. They're doing things all around because they see that, as I do, that we are all part of one community. Mm-hmm. We've all got to be helping each other and lifting each other up. Mm. And it's exciting to be a part of that. And I'm just so humbled that they picked me, honestly. Mm. It's fantastic. And I feel like I'm going to learn so much. And it's just fascinating, and I'm very excited. It's very new to me, but I'm very excited about being a part
of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Talking with Beth Tedio. She is the development director, director of development for Lee's Place here in Tallahassee. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with us.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room, 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
So we're talking about Lee's Place and how much Lee's Place has done in its now 13, going on 14 years of serving the needs of individuals who are faced with loss of some manner,
that's correct.
And mm-hmm. So tell us how that works. I mean, if I'm suffering with a loved one, perhaps, mm-hmm. who is faced with a terminal illness, so I'm
yes.
in that process, can I seek you for help?
Absolutely.
At that point?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. And that's I'm glad that you brought that up, because mm-hmm. many people only see that definition of loss as death.
Uh-huh.
And that's not the only loss that we all experience. It certainly is a huge one, as I've already told you in my life, but it can be a loved one who's had a diagnosis of a fatal illness or Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
We have spouses of Alzheimer's patients, and they're already grieving.
Sure.
They already are starting to experience loss.
And
for many women, who the husband has always paid the bills and has always handled all of the areas of their life, they are very lost, you know, in so many ways. They are having to relearn, or to learn for the first time, perhaps, how to now handle their lives, and they're handling this patient and
right.
and that care and all of the myriad of feelings that they have. But the losses can also include divorce, many divorces, as we both have seen from our friends. Thank goodness I've never experienced that in my life. My parents were divorced, but that's another loss for the children.
Yeah.
Even if it's an amicable divorce, the children now have two homes.
Sure.
They've lost that whole sense of safety and security.
Sure.
It's a big adjustment for them to be spent some time here and some time there and never know. And just half of their stuff is here. And, you know, even that is a loss. But it's also loss of functionality. Division of Blind Services sends us people who are losing their vision.
Interesting.
They're grieving and having to relearn how to live their life. And that's the big thing, is it's anything that's occurred that you are now having to relearn. You're having to integrate whatever happened into your life now so that you can move forward and not have it paralyze you. So it can be crime. We do the Victims Advocate Program sends people who are crime victims to us. Their loss is safety, trust. You know,
wow.
their place in the world has really changed.
Well, the need must be enormous. If you're open to all of these kinds of trauma,
Yes. Then
how do you serve all these folks? Do you have like 1,000 counselors standing
by? I wish that we could.
Do you have to turn people away then, or what? How do you?
We
do
don't turn
that?
People away. What happens is we do run at about 97-98% capacity all of the time.
How many counselors do you have?
We have 2 full-time and 2 part-time. And they are constantly scheduled. We don't turn them away. What happens is you start waiting longer and longer to get an appointment, which when you're in the middle of a crisis,
it is
almost as bad as being turned away.
Sure.
If you need, you know, I need help now, but I can't be seen for 3 or 4 weeks. We try to keep it that it's no longer than 2 weeks.
Are these folks volunteering their time? Are they paid staff?
Absolutely not volunteers. Mm. You must have a minimum of a master's degree. You have to be licensed in the state of Florida, which is not an easy process. In and of itself.
Yeah.
It's very important to us that the care that they are getting is the highest quality, very well trained. They are specifically trained in grief and loss and trauma, and they continue to do training in different modalities, EMDR and EFT and different, you know, all kinds of different ways of helping children and adults to work through whatever their trauma and loss is and to come out stronger on the other end. For us, we're not seeing people with long-term mental illnesses unless they've been through some loss, but it's not about long-term care in that regard.
I see.
It's helping you through
crisis management.
I mean, and some people that takes 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, you know, we have families that lost a child in very difficult circumstances and they have other children, and so we're seeing the children and the parents, and we've got to help all of them to
relearn. So you end up referring some folks out, no doubt, if they do need that long-term therapy, let's say, or family therapy. Maybe you've seen them for 6 weeks or maybe 13 weeks, something of that nature. Then are you able to get them into other help if they need it, or how does that work?
If it was something that they needed, medications, which we do not prescribe, or... Yeah, if they had a need that we really couldn't fill, but we would continue to provide therapy for them as long as they needed it for that circumstance had occurred to them.
Okay.
But yeah, back to, you know, the volunteers and the therapists, they are just the highest quality. And we would have more and see more people if we could afford it. But we live by donations and grants.
I was going to ask, you're the director of development.
Right.
Now, in code, that means you're a salesperson here.
I'm a fundraiser, yes.
You're out there trying to say, folks, we could use your help. And because you are a 501c3, right?
Correct.
We can make tax-deductible contributions.
Absolutely.
But then what other things do you do to try to get the money in the door? I mean, do people pay for the therapy they get?
People pay for the therapy. It's on a sliding fee scale, and that is based on their net income, what they're bringing
ability
home, what they're
pay.
Having to live off of,
right.
and how many dependents they have.
I see.
So we're looking at both of those factors, and all of that information is on our website. If anyone is hearing this and is wondering, would I qualify, could I go, could I afford it, even the fee schedule is on the website.
Right. And by the way, folks, that address is leesplace.org.
Yes.
Simple enough to remember that. No apostrophe, right? Leesplace.org.
Correct. So, yes, thank you. And donations can be made on that site as well. But people do pay. We feel that it is very important for them to be making that contribution to their therapy, to
skin
be
in
invested.
The game.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have the skin in the game. But the fees start at $20. most therapy of the quality that you're getting is starts at $100.
Yeah.
And our fees do go up. We have, you know, a couple of clients pay $100, but the majority pay closer to $20-$30. Our average fee each year runs around $40.
So then the supplement is your job to come back to the organization and say, well, don't worry, folks. I have millions of dollars here that I've been able to scarf up.
I wish that were... If we had millions of dollars, we could help a lot more people.
Yeah.
Actually, we have a big fundraiser coming up October
18th. Tell us about that. Yeah.
It's called Dovetails. Ah. It's unique in that it's not something that has really been done in Tallahassee, that to my knowledge or to our knowledge. It's a storytelling event. We want to keep the art of storytelling alive.
Mm.
And because that's what Lee's Place is all about.
Very
People
cool.
are coming to us. They're telling us the story of what happened to them.
How
and then
fun.
We're helping them.
That is a cool
But
thing.
Our storytellers are local celebrities, if you will.
Yeah.
And maybe next year we can get you to join us, Brian.
Yeah, well.
We have Mark Henson, Chuck Mitchell,
Neat.
Leo Lovell, Matt Willard, Ola Shagoon, Karusha Bowles,
nice.
Ben Green, Terry Galloway. I think that's, I named them all, 8 speakers.
How fun.
It's from 8 to 10 in the evening on October 18th.
And where will this be?
It's at the Legion Hall right across the street.
How
from
easy
Lee's
is that?
Place. Yes.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Tickets can be bought at our website as well. One little click and you'll have your tickets.
Dovetails.
So, yes, Dovetails.
October.
Storytelling event, October 18th.
Okay. Yes. Folks, the web address again is leesplace.org. We're talking with Beth Tedio. She's the Director of Development. An organization from its inception was based in the idea that with a little bit of help, with some professional guidance from a trained therapist, you and I can get through those things that we find traumatic in our lives, regardless of the nature of the circumstance, if it includes or involves any kind of loss. And helping us deal with that, that's what Lee's Place is really all about. Beth, thank you for being with us. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here every Saturday morning at 93.3 FM, Freedom 93 in Tallahassee. We're glad you've been with us this morning. Glad to have the opportunity to tell you more about what's going on around town, because that's what we're all about. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be looking for you again next week right here at 93.3 Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.